Thanks, everyone, for tuning into this local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you, and we have more of the good stuff for you today.
That is so true. And we're going to kick it off by talking about a fan favorite of ours, Tri-State Livestock News. They've been with us for a while, and we really appreciate them. Remember, they are your trusted source of all things agriculture. They provide the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read, and they're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. It's simple. Visit tsln.com to find out more.
I hope you have something lighthearted today, because I'm going to start things off to kind of make people think. And it's a little history lesson, and there's a moral at the end of the story.
Okay? Oh, okay.
I do not know who the author of this is. I thought I would share it. In 1923, who was president of the largest steel company? President of the largest gas company? President of the New York Stock Exchange? Greatest wheat speculator? President of the Bank of International Settlement? And in 1923, who was the Great Bear of Wall Street? Do you know any of those?
No.
All right.
It's not one answer answers all of them, is it?
Well, kind of, but
okay.
You got to wait till the end of the story to find out.
Well, any of history involving topics, I'll defer to you.
These men were considered some of the world's most successful of their day. Now, almost 100 years later, over 100 years later, I guess, the history book asks us if we know what ultimately became of those men. Here are your answers. President of the largest steel company, Charles Schwab, died a pauper. The president of the largest gas company, Edward Hobson, went insane. The president of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Whitney, was released from prison to die at home. The great test wheat speculator, Arthur Cougar, died abroad, penniless. The president of the Bank of International Settlement shot himself. The great bear of Wall Street, Cossaby Livermore, also committed suicide. However, in the same year, 1923, the PGA champion and the winner of the most important golf tournament, the U.S. Open, was Gene Sarazen. What became of Gene? He played golf until he was 92, died in 1999 at the age of 95. He was financially secure at the time of his death. So the moral of the story is,
golf more?
Don't work. Play golf. All right. You guys can use that with your wives if you need to.
You had to do a lot of research to get the answer you wanted out of that one, didn't you?
Had to keep going around and around a bit.
Yeah, that's right. In any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing.
Nothing.
Attributed to Theodore Roosevelt.
I can believe he would say that.
Why not go out on a limb? That's where the fruit is. Will Rogers said that, of course, cowboy, actor, and philanthropist.
Good old Will.
Yes. A dream is just a dream. A goal is a dream with a plan and a deadline. Harvey McKay said that. And don't let yesterday take up too much of today. Will Rogers shared that.
Another one of those from Will Rogers.
Yeah.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Check out some new things happening at visitvalentine.org. We've got some of the same old things going on with hunting and fishing and outdoor experiences, camping spots, waterfalls, all of that. But you need to check it out at Discover the Hidden Gems of the Sandhills at that visitvalentine.org.
The Captain of My Soul. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced or cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Well, there you go. And I'll give you a little more history lesson, one of the historical myth informations for you. John F. Kennedy's Profiles in Courage, for which he received a Pulitzer Prize, was not his work. According to this, it was organized by a Kennedy supporter and written mostly by his speechwriter, Theodore Sorensen.
And he got the Nobel Prize for it.
Yeah. So isn't that the way it goes?
Oh, man. No kidding. Hey, thank you so much for listening to The Good Stuff.